Trump honors 13 fallen heroes from Afghanistan withdrawal at Arlington. By Christina Wong on August 26, 2024. Former President Donald Trump honored 13 fallen American service members from the Biden administration's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal during a wreath-laying ceremony Monday at the Arlington Cemetery. Trump laid the wreath and placed his hand over his heart as a bugler played taps in honor of those lost on August 26, 2021, during a Kabul airport attack. Watch: Donald Trump visits Arlington National Cemetery on anniversary of Afghanistan airport attack. Meanwhile, there was nothing on the schedule for President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris, who is running to take over the White House in November, and whose administration conducted the withdrawal. The 13 American service members were killed during a suicide bombing at Abbey Gate at the Kabul International Airport, where the Biden administration staged a hasty and ill-planned evacuation of thousands of American and other nations' civilians after it failed to foresee the Taliban entering the capital and overthrowing the U.S.-backed government in a surprise rout. Related: Hawley pledges to slow walk Biden Pentagon, state nominees over botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Those who perished that day include Marine Sergeant Nicole L.G., Corporal Dagan Page, Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Sergeant Giovanni Rosario Pichardo, Army SSG Ryan Naus, Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nikui, Navy Seaman Maxton Soviak, and Marine Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, and Lance Corporal Riley McCollum. After the ceremony, Trump visited Naus's tombstone and called his family, who could not be there. Trump also slammed Biden and Harris for gross incompetence in a statement posted on his Truth Social account. He said, "This is the third anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Gross incompetence, 13 dead American soldiers, hundreds of people wounded and dead, Americans and billions of dollars of military equipment left behind. You don't take our soldiers out first, you take them out last, when all else is successfully done. Russia then invaded Ukraine, Israel was attacked, and the USA became, and is, a laughingstock all over the world." He concluded his post with, "The fake news media remained silent in order to protect the worst administration in the history of our country." MAGA 2024. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.